Lift Him Up, October 10. Purity. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. By accepting Christ as his personal Savior, man is brought into the same close relation to God and enjoys his special favor as does his own beloved Son. He is honored and glorified and intimately associated with God, his life being hid with Christ in God. Oh, what love! What wondrous love! This is my teaching of moral purity. The opening of the blackness of impurity will not be one half as efficacious in uprooting sin as will the presentation of these grand and ennobling themes. The Bible and the Bible alone has given the true lessons upon purity. Then preach the Word. Such is the grace of God, such the love wherewith He hath loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, enemies in our minds by wicked works, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, the slaves of debased appetites and passion, servants of sin and Satan. What depth of love is manifested in Christ, as He becomes the propitiation for our sins? Through the ministration of the Holy Spirit, souls are led to find forgiveness of sins. The purity, the holiness of the life of Jesus as presented from the Word of God possess more power to reform and transform the character than do all the efforts put forth in picturing sins and crimes of men and the sure results. One steadfast look to the Savior uplifted upon the cross will do more to purify the mind and heart from every defilement than will all the scientific explanations by the ablest tongue. Before the cross, the sinner sees his unlikeness of character to Christ. He sees the terrible consequences of transgression. He hates the sin that he has practiced, and he lays hold upon Jesus by living faith. He has judged his position of uncleanness in the light of the presence of God and the heavenly intelligence. He has measured it by the standard of the cross. He has weighed it in the balances of the sanctuary. The purity of Christ has revealed to him his own impurity in its odious colors. He turns from the defiling sin. He looks to Jesus and lives. He finds an all-absorbing, commanding, attractive character in Jesus Christ, the one who died to deliver him from the deformity of sin, and with quivering lip and tearful eye he declares, "He shall not have died for me in vain. Thy gentleness hath made me great." As a shield from temptation and an inspiration to purity and truth, no other influence can equal the sense of God's presence.